I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. Benjamin Franklin said, "There is never a good war or a bad peace." Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal." I'm here today with Zet Harber, who is an award-winning storyteller, the organizer of the upcoming Peace Love Story Fest, and a peace activist, if I may call you that.
Well, you will be the first.
Well, welcome, Zet.
Thank you, Marisa. It's great to be here.
Zet, the Peace Love Story Fest is coming up on September 16th mm-hmm. at Camp Ocean Pines in Cambria. And I was fascinated by the story of how the seed of that festival was first planted in your mind. Can you tell us that story?
I'd love to. Actually, about a year ago, I met Chris Cameron, who's the executive director at Camp Ocean Pines. He's a big fan of storytelling, and he wanted, has always wanted a storytelling performance there that people could come and enjoy. It's such a beautiful location. So I'd given it a lot of thought, and last April, I was in New York City with my 10-year-old daughter, and she was doing a Montessori Model United Nations conference, and all these kids, 1,500 kids from around the world, were acting as delegates of the United Nations. And they were discussing so many intense, really in-depth problems. Her committee was talking about the social and cultural rebuilding of Haiti and also the conflict over the Israeli and Palestinian heritage sites. And as I listened to the students try to create a resolution to create peace around these heritage sites, I noticed that no one was talking about the stories that these cultures have and why it is the stories about these sites are really at the core of why there's conflict, and that in order for there to be peace, it would really be important to start talking about people's stories. And then I started looking at my own story. Do I have a story about peace? I live in one of the most peaceful places in the world. What exactly do I do about peace on a day-to-day basis? So I realized this was a great theme. Story and peace are intricately interwoven. They depend on one another. And when we understand people's stories and we understand our own story, we are much more likely to be able to create meaningful peace.
Because it gives us some empathy.
Absolutely. When you hear a story, when you inhabit a story, you feel that story. And yes, as soon as you feel for someone, you may not agree with their choices. You may never choose to live the way they do. But you have felt something about them. And suddenly you are connected.
Your aim, I understand, is to help people make the connection between mm-hmm. their stories and to get them to talk about peace and understand how peace fits in our daily lives.
Absolutely. I believe that if part of my story of who I am, and I do believe we're all a collection of stories, we may not think about it like that, but we wake up in the morning and we do remember who we are based on the stories we have about ourselves. And if part of my story is I'm Zet Harber, I'm a storyteller, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a friend, I'm a peacemaker, well, suddenly it just becomes a natural part of my day. So the purpose of the festival, as well as the crane folding, which I know we'll talk about, is to begin that awareness for everyone who's involved. What is my peace story? And just drop in that little bit of it, and it will become a natural part of your day.
So you mentioned the crane folding.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sculpture that you're planning,
yes.
A sculpture of origami cranes that's going to be unveiled at the Peace Love Story Fest.
Yes.
Tell us about the sculpture and about the crane folding parties that you've been having.
Yes, we actually just had, I think, our 9th or 10th one last night. And we have another 6 or 7 already planned. We are almost at 700 cranes as of yesterday. It's really exciting. Everyone who's folding writes their name on the paper, on the blank side. And as they construct that crane, I've let them know that they are actually creating a physical manifestation of their personal intention for peace. So when it's added to the sculpture, it's more than just a piece of paper hanging there. It represents them and their wish for peace. And that's ultimately sort of the mythology behind the cranes. If you fold a crane, it's supposed to bring you your wish. If you fold 1,000 cranes, you get your wish. Cranes are a sign of good luck and goodwill. And if you are familiar with Sadako and the 1,000 cranes, a young girl who was 2 years old at the time of the Hiroshima bombing, when she was 12, she developed leukemia as a result of that. She tried to fold 1,000 cranes in her wish to become well again. She did die, of course. And the story says that the children of her community finished the 1,000 cranes for her. Other stories say she finished them herself. But what we can say for certain is those children raised money and created this amazingly beautiful sculpture of Sadako with two cranes in her hands, a beautiful white sculpture. I recommend everyone look that up. The sculpture itself is intended to be unveiled at the Peace Love Story Fest. That whole week, actually, we're going to be moving it around the county. So it's going to be mobile. It's going to have to fit in my car. And we're going to take it around so that as many people as possible can see this and realize that this is important. We're going to have a list of the names of all the folders right there with the sculpture, just in order to kind of generate that sense of, wow, this is important to a lot of people. The final day is September 21st. That is the UN's International Day of Peace. And so on that day, we're going to have some yet-to-be-determined wonderful celebration and have the sculpture somewhere where lots of people can see it.
So who's designing the sculpture itself?
Well, I'm working with a friend of mine, an interior designer, Teresa Zeger, and I had originally had a sketch, but not being a visual artist at all, I thought, I bet there's someone who could do something better. So I talked with her, and we've been discussing it. And something that has awakened in both of us is the idea that this is a sculpture that you do not simply look at. You will actually walk into. You will inhabit this place of peace for even the moment that you're there.
And what are some of the places people can go to see this sculpture besides the Peace Love Story Fest?
Well, we haven't finalized the locations. I have spoken with the studios on the park in Paso. They're very open to that. But we haven't finalized dates and times. The Morro Bay Library may be another location. If people visit peacelovestory.com, we will have all the locations posted there, and they'll be free and open to everyone.
Okay. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guest today is Zet Harber, who's a storyteller and organizer of the upcoming Peace Love Story Fest. Again, that's September 16th at Camp Ocean Pines in Cambria. Tell us a little bit more about the Story Fest.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. We have Ranchers for Peace. And I've only recently gotten to know them, and when I saw their Facebook page motto, I just said, yes, they are the perfect group for us, making giving a damn cool again. And their music is beautiful and heartfelt. And then Shannon Savage, another longtime friend of mine, very soulful singer-songwriter, is going to be there. And an amazing, wonderful storyteller from Long Beach, Baba the Storyteller, will be there. He plays the African kora. He tells stories from around, I think, West Africa as well as other places. And he's fluent in like five languages, has a mellifluous voice. He's wonderful.
And this is going to be an all-day event?
Yes, we're going to start at 10:30, and that actually will be a warm-up and coaching session for the folks who want to join in at 11:30 in the story swaps. So these are opportunities for folks to come and share their story, and we have one for children, one for adults running at the same time. No pressure, lots of fun, and just a great way to get people to feel like what it's like to get up and tell their story.
So starting out with some story swaps, and you're going to be telling some stories too.
Yes. So after the story swaps, we'll have a lunch. Camp Ocean Pines has an amazing chef, and so lunch will be available for people to purchase there. We'll have the Peace Wares Market, I call it. And also Camp Ocean Pines is going to offer some to showcase some of the fun camp events they do. So kids and families will be able to take an opportunity to experience a little bit of Camp Ocean Pines fun at that time. And then at 2:00, we'll begin. We'll have the sculpture either on the stage or somewhere else, and we'll begin the actual main performance with Shannon, Ranchers for Peace, myself, and then Baba.
Okay, and that all goes until 4:30. So 10:30 to 4:30.
10:30 to 4:30.
September 16th. Peace Love Story Fest. And again, if you want more details, you can go to peacelovestory.com. Zet, you tell stories from all over the world, from Africa to Russia to Japan, and I'm wondering how you find your stories.
Well, I'd love to say they find me, and in a way, I'm sure they do. I read lots and lots of stories, you know, and the ones that, you know, you hear that little ringing, that bell inside that says ding, you know, this is a story that resonates. I think because it is a metaphorical reflection of something within myself that I feel is an important truth that I want to explore and share. And I think that's true of storytelling. When you are telling stories that are a metaphor for some truth within you, that's when people resonate, because you're sharing something deep with them, and they want to share it with you too.
You have a story for us, don't you?
I do, and this actually is a Buddhist tale. There is a Buddhist nun, and she has undertaken the practice of loving kindness. And so she spends these many hours in her cell, filling her heart with that sense of loving kindness and expanding her awareness of all beings being a part of that. But every day she has to go to the marketplace. And there's one merchant who likes to pinch her and sort of grab her inappropriately. And this is very irritating and frustrating. And as the days go by, although she's deepening in her practice of this loving kindness, that merchant sets her off all the time. And one day she snaps and she raises up her umbrella over her head. She starts chasing him down the street, yelling at the top of her lungs. Horrified, she sees her teacher watching the whole thing. Shamefaced and ready to be rebuked, she walks over and he says, "In the future, when this man pinches you and grabs you, and you feel that, fill your heart with loving kindness toward him. Then raise up your umbrella and smack him soundly on the head."
That's Zed Harber, a storyteller and organizer of the Peace Love Story Fest, coming up September 16th at Camp Ocean Pines in Cambria. That's a good story to end on.
Thank you.
And I'm afraid we've run out of time. I would like some contact information if someone wants to learn more about the Story Fest or the cranes.
So the website, peacelovestory.com. My email, zet@peacelovestory.com. And my phone number is 805-441-6688. And love to get calls.
So. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Zet.
Thank you.
And I'll leave you with one last quote. This is from the great violinist Yehudi Menuhin. "Peace may sound simple, one beautiful word, but it requires everything we have, every quality, every strength, every dream, every high ideal." For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.